Dear friends, we are preparing Yom Yeretz Hashem for the Yom Tov of Purim Haba Aleinu Letova, a day that is filled with so much Kiddusha, a day that is filled with so many possibilities, a day that is filled with so much yearning and so much holiness. And I want to share with you a thought that perhaps could allow us to access the beautiful holiness of this day, the beautiful Kiddusha of this day, and Yom Yeretz Hashem utilize this day to perhaps create some level of change within ourselves, within our community, within our people, within our world. There's an incredible Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah. The Medrash says in Parashas Chayisara, Rabbi Akiva ha'yoshev darish. Rabbi Akiva was sitting and giving shir. Now, okay, beautiful. What happened? Vatzibar misnamnim. The people in the shir were falling asleep. You know, you think to yourself, Rabbi Akiva is giving shir. I would imagine if I was Rabbi Akiva shir, I'd be hanging on every single word. Ah, but people are people. So Rabbi Akiva, he's great. But whenever the rabbi is going on a little bit too long, the drush is going a little bit too long, people began to fall asleep. So what happened? Bikesh l'orem. So Rabbi Akiva realized that he needed to find a way to get them to re-engage. So he changed the subject. I don't know what he was giving shir on, but he changed the subject and he said, Amar, Ma ra'asa Esther, shetimloch ha'sheva ve'esru me'a medina. How is it that Esther, you know, the end of the story, end of the Megillah, Esther is a powerful woman. And Esther effectively is the queen. She is the queen. She is the ruler over 127 lands, 127 provinces. What merit did Esther have that gave her that sphere of influence to be probably the most powerful woman in the face of the entire world? What sechus did she have that gave her the ability to have that level of influence? Ela tavo Esther, shehaisa baspita shel Sarah, shehaisa kuf v'chaf v'zayin, v'timloch al kuf v'chaf v'zayin medinos. Rabbi Akiva said something very interesting. He said, so let Esther Hamalka, who is a granddaughter of Sarah Imenu, and Sarah lived for 127 years, 100 years and 20 years and 7 years. That's how the Pasuk in Chayisara kind of lays out her lifetime. She lived for 127 years. And just like Sarah lived for 127 years, so too Sarah Imenu's granddaughter Esther, great-great-great-great-granddaughter Esther, ruled over 127 provinces. Beautiful insight. Question is, what does it mean? What's the connection between the 127 years of Sarah Imenu and the 127 provinces over which Esther Hamalka ruled? What's the connection? So the truth is, you could say Pashat Pshat, is maybe there doesn't need to be a connection. Remember again what's happening over here. Rabbi Akiva is giving shir. The Balabatim, everybody's falling asleep. So Rabbi Akiva just needs to kind of say something, like a little story, a little something to get their attention. And maybe there's not a deeper meaning to it. But dear friends, the thought that Rabbi Akiva would say something without deeper meaning seems to defy comprehension. So Rabbi Akiva was saying something. The Shaila is what? And perhaps what Rabbi Akiva was saying is as follows. You know, a lot of times in life, we do things. We think that our actions only impact us. Right? Okay, I'll do something. And this is true whether I do something positive or I do something negative. Right? I wake up in the morning, I daven, I put on tefillin, I learn Torah, I give tzedakah, I do chesed, or chas v'shalom, I commit an avera or averos. So we just think that our sphere of influence is limited to our Dalai Lamas, to my own personalistic space. In other words, whatever I do, the impact is on me. Of course, if I do something to you, I say something to you, I hurt you, I help you, okay, so then it's impacting you. But Lamais, in general, my sphere of influence is limited to me. And I think what Rabbi Akiva was saying is, there could be nothing further from the truth. Nothing further from the truth. You know what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael? You know what it means to be part of this people? You know what it means to be part of this nation, which is the most special and holiest nation on the face of the earth? It's a recognition that there is a synergistic bond that is created between each of us. That we are truly an Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, one people with one heart. And therefore, whatever I do directly impacts you. And whatever you do directly impacts me. There is this bond. There is this bond that ties us. There is that bond that unites us. There is this oneness, this achdus, which exists within Klal Yisrael. And that achdus, on one hand, is beautiful, but at the other hand, it's also overwhelming. Because it tells me whatever I do, my sphere of influence extends or devolves upon the entirety of my nation. It's not just about me. Whatever you do affects me, whatever I do affects you. And perhaps that's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. Esther, where did you get the strength to do what you did? Where did you get the strength to go to the king? Where did you get the strength to assert yourself? Where did you get the strength to be a strong Jewish woman who could literally, again, steer the direction of Jewish destiny, of course, with Siyata Dishmaya, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by your side? But where did you get that courage? Where did you get that ability? And the answer is, where did she get it? She got it from Sara Imenu. Because when Sara Imenu decided to leave the comforts of home and follow her husband, go with her husband on the Lech Lecha journey. And when Sara Imenu found the courage to go ahead and said, you know what, I can't have children, Avram, the future has to be built even if it's not through me. And when Sara Imenu engaged in heroic act after heroic act, in selfless act after selfless act, Sarah, you didn't just build yourself, but you infused energy into future generations of Yidden. So that thousands of years later, there was a young girl named Esther who found herself in such difficult circumstances. And she had to reach within to find koach to do something, nothing short of heroic. And she reached within herself and she found the koach. And where did that koach come from? Where did the koach that ultimately, again, led to the identity of a woman who ruled over 127 provinces? Where did that strength come from? And Rabbi Akiva says that strength came from Sarah. What Sarah did impacted Esther, just like what Esther did impacted countless generations of Jewish women and Jewish men who would follow along after her. That's what Rabbi Akiva was trying to say. We are connected at the soul. Am Yisrael, we are connected at the soul. And so what Sarah does impacts Esther. What Esther did impacted who knows how many people afterwards. What I do impacts you, and what you do impacts me. And here, my dear friends, is the power of Purim. Purim is a day of incredible Kiddusha, a day of incredible opportunity, a day when we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always steering the events of our life, even if he can't be seen, even if he's operating from behind the veil, from behind the curtain, from behind the mask. The Ribbono Shel Olam is always the great conductor, the great choreographer, the great quarterback, so to speak, of life. Always calling the plays, always putting everyone exactly where they need to be, and always unveiling a beautiful, magnificent master plan that we could have never seen coming. That's Purim. But what Purim also tells us is the impact that we have on one another. Because the heroine of the story, Esther HaMalka, receives her koach from the Altar Baba, from Sara Imenu. And this is a yisod that we have to remember on Purim also. When we go ahead and we perform the mitzvos hayom, we give shalach manas to each other. So you think, right, I go over to my friend Reuven, I give him shalach manas. I think to myself, okay, I'm doing something nice. We've just created a bond or bolstered a bond. Halavai, it's good to create new bonds of friendship. Maybe we bolstered a bond, created a new bond. But the sphere of influence, right, the impact of it, it's me and Reuven. And comes along Purim and says, no, that's not true. When one yid engages in an act of achdus with another, there's a tidal wave of achdus that washes over our people. So suddenly my one act of achdus has the ability to inspire someone else, to give someone else the energy to bolster the ties of Klal Yisrael as well. And when I give matanos le'evyonim and I look out for my fellow Jew, even though I might not know who he or she is, but I recognize that I can't just live in my own head or in my own space, but I have to look out for the other. My act of looking out for another Jew, my act of chesed, sends a tidal wave of chesed along all of Klal Yisrael to the point that other people will go ahead and be inspired to do the same. That's the power of Purim. The story of Purim occurred not because the story of Purim didn't start with Esther HaMalka. The story of Purim started with Sarah, with a woman who lived for 127 years and lived a life of commitment to a vision, commitment to a people, a life of selflessness and sacrifice. And what she did had an effect on a young woman thousands of years later named Esther, who then ended up ruling and exerting influence over 127 provinces. And the Musar of Purim is for us to remember what we do has an impact not only on ourselves, but on all of those around us. And not just the people in our immediate sphere of influence, not just our families, and not just our immediate communities, but all of Klal Yisrael. And Chevra, as we go into this Yom Tov of Purim, and this is a different kind of Purim. It is. We're going to be besimcha. We're going to celebrate. We're going to drink. We're going to have a nice su'uda. We're going to send beautiful shalach manos v'talos. We're going to be labor day. It's going to be fantastic. But we're going to be joyous with a broken heart. We're going to be lebedig, but at the same time, tzibrachin. I'm going to be celebrating, but I'm also going to be downtrodden. I'm going to be laughing and I'm going to be crying. And my heart is going to be filled with immense joy and it's going to be broken in a million pieces, all at the same time. But understand that we have a koach, we have a power. We have the power of a Sarimena. We have the power of an Esther Malka. And recognize that whatever I do on this day, so I decide to go ahead and you know what? Shachris, I'm going to daven with extra kavanah. I'm going to give extra tzedakah. I'm going to carve out time to learn. I'm going to go visit people who maybe don't have the opportunity to get out on Purim. I'm going to go ahead and invite people over to my sud who maybe don't have a place. I'm going to give shalach manas to people I don't know or to people I have a frayed relationship with. Whatever you do on Purim, it's a force multiplier. Whatever you do on Purim creates an effect, an avalanche effect, a tidal wave effect. For all of Klal Yisrael, what we do matters. And if each of us bend our shoulders just a bit, and if each of us put in just a little bit more effort, then not only do we change our own lives or the lives of the people whom we are directly interacting with, but we change Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva saw that people are falling asleep. Because however, sometimes we fall asleep in life. Sometimes you just get lulled into a sense of complacency. Because we forget that we matter, we forget that our actions matter. And Rabbi Akiva was trying to lull that chabura, that chevra, out of their complacency. He said, chevra, you matter. Your actions matter. What you do has the ability to create a tidal wave of goodness, of beauty, of kedusha for all of Klal Yisrael. One little bit of achdus creates a tidal wave of achdus for Klal Yisrael. One little bit of chesed creates a tidal wave of chesed for Klal Yisrael. One little bit of tefillah creates a tidal wave of connection with the divine. A little bit of personal action, dynamic personal spiritual activity goes so far. Sari Menu lived a life of selfless dedication and then inspired Esther to do the same. So many of the things that we do in life are a result of people who came before us. But on this Yom Tov of Purim, let's push ourselves a little bit more, to do a little bit more chesed, to engage in a little bit more spiritual activity, to try to create a bit more achdus. And if we do all of these things, understand, we, in each in our own way, will create a beautiful avalanche and tidal wave of holiness and of kedusha for our people. And in the schus of our spiritual activity, in the source of those beautiful tidal waves and avalanches, may we be zocheh mi'artz Hashem to see another geula on Purim, a geula that brings home each and every one of our hostages, a geula which brings home each and every one of our soldiers safely and intact to their families, a tidal wave and an avalanche of holiness that brings Mashiach, that brings geula, that brings the Beis Hamikdash. B'mehira b'yameinu, amen. Best wishes for a freilichen, lichtige, holy Purim. And may we be zocheh mi'artz Hashem to celebrate together. Yerushalayim habenuyah b'mehira b'yameinu, amen.